This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, April 25th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda. Support for KUAF comes from Dr. Charles A. White Periodontics and Dental Implants, a regional practice offering periodontal care to new and existing patients for over 25 years. Information regarding appointments and consultation, gum grafting, computer-guided dental implants, and minimally invasive laser therapy is available at drcawhite.com.
On this edition of Ozarks, Getting Under the Ozarks, a conversation with the co-authors of the book Cave Life. They'll be at Nightbird Books in Fayetteville tomorrow, and they'll explain today what can be discovered by studying the creatures that live in the caves below us, including the health of our groundwater. And speaking of water, organizers of the Northwest Arkansas Water Walk want more of us to be aware of the lack of safe drinking water for people in developing nations.
Those stories and more ahead. First, these items. Cuts in federal funding will mean the Arkansas Department of Human Services will be forced to eliminate two programs aimed at preventing child abuse. Amy Webb, a spokesperson with DHS, says the decision was difficult but necessary to allow the continued funding for caseworkers.
We wanted to preserve the ability to, you know, investigate and respond to allegations of abuse and neglect. So we've been looking for ways to take that reduction without affecting the actual investigations.
Amy Webb says the state will lose $2.2 million in July. That money was sliced away from a federal program.
We're going to have to eliminate funding for some prevention programs. And one of those was the Human Services Workers in Schools program, and then also some funding for 9 family resource centers in the state.
The center served more than 11,000 families last year. Officials say even deeper cuts are expected in 2014, which, if they materialize, could have an impact on the ability to investigate reports of child abuse.
A member of the Fayetteville Board of Education will serve on the Arkansas Commission for Coordination of Education Efforts. Steve Percival was appointed to the 4-year term by the Arkansas Speaker of the House, Robert Moore, yesterday. Steve Percival has been on the Fayetteville Board of Education since 1995. He served as the board's president from 1999 to 2008. The University of Arkansas will unveil a Winnebago converted to a solar energy lab next week. The Green Mobile Solar Energy Lab will be driven across the state to schools so students can participate in hands-on solar energy experiments. The 33-foot Winnebago will operate with a conventional gasoline engine, but will be outfitted with a half dozen solar panels that will provide the power for the traveling lab's equipment. The new part of the university fleet will be formally introduced in a ceremony Monday afternoon.
The United States Attorney General Eric Holder told a crowd of about 1,000 in Little Rock last night that he is creating a new oversight position in the Department of Justice to oversee its operations against human trafficking. He channeled former President Bill Clinton in explaining the importance of the work.
The strength of our nation and the prosperity of its citizens depends on how we treat and how well we protect the weakest and most vulnerable among us. And as President Clinton, unsurprisingly, may have summed it up best on the day that the Clinton Center was dedicated in his honor, that in this great country, when I quote him, everybody counts.
We'll hear more from the Attorney General's speech last night later in this edition of Ozarks at Large.
The 62nd season for Opera in the Ozarks, announced yesterday, will include 3 familiar works. Stephen Sondheim's A Little Night Music will be included in the summer repertoire, as will Puccini's La Boheme and Mozart's The Magic Flute. The season will open at Inspiration Point near Eureka Springs on June 22nd and run through July 20th. The company of emerging singers from across the country will perform 3 times at the Arendt Arts Center in Bentonville during the month-long run. The Arkansas Land Commissioner John Thurston will give the city of Fayetteville a nearly 6-acre swath of land tomorrow in a ceremony at City Hall. The property is being donated for city park use and was the former R&P electroplating company that operated from 1974 to 1997. In 1999, the Environmental Protection Agency helped remove materials from the site, and in 2010, the Arkansas Department of Environmental Quality approved the remedial action taken at the site. The city requested the land be donated for parks and land use in late 2010.
The new head football coach at the University of Arkansas says he plans to work toward winning a national title during his 10-month contract. John L. Smith, an Arkansas assistant for 3 years, was introduced as the new head coach yesterday afternoon. He told reporters yesterday the upcoming season could be special.
We just have to continue on. Like I said, let's get more excited. Let's lock it up together and trudge on. You know, we have to make it a special season. We have to embrace the adversity and say we're going to be better because of it, and we're moving on.
The university's athletic director, Jeff Long, says the new coach's 40 years of experience in college football makes him the right person for the job.
The Arkansas Razorback baseball team is 29-12 after defeating Oral Roberts University in Fayetteville last night. Arkansas's pitchers combined on a one-hitter to win 6-1. Arkansas will play number 5 Florida 3 times this weekend. The University of Arkansas Fort Smith's Lions baseball team will take a 7-game winning streak to Texas this weekend. Last night, the Lions topped Central Oklahoma 10-2. The Lions are scheduled to play the University of Texas of the Permian Basin 3 times this weekend in Odessa, Texas.